For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There is currently a game going on in baseball where there have been no base runners that have gotten on base without walking.
Yes.
Oh, you're not. See, I kind of thought you would be a little finicky with that.
No, I'm not Jinx guy. You're telling what's going on.
Look at that.
It has no impact whatsoever. What is happening in Washington right now has no impact whatsoever on whether we talk about it. And if we do talk about it, it's going to have no impact on whether Dylan Cease can finish his no-hitter.
Wow, you just looked it right in the eye. You looked Father Baseball in the eye and said, hashtag suck it.
Right. Me wearing a jersey and watching a football game on Sundays is not going to determine whether Deshaun Watson plays well or not.
You're far too cynical for a man of your age.
No.
Like, you are in the prime of your life.
I'm just a realist.
You married up. You've got a beautiful kiddo. You've got the job most people would kill for. And you're out here doing these things. You're being the cynical man in front of me. You need to believe a little bit more.
Like, I believe in certain things.
I'm going to need to hear them.
I don't believe in my ability to impact the outcome of a sporting event. I'm not God.
We are all connected via energy. If you believe in the laws of quantum mechanics, we are all just, we're not even solid objects. We're basically just fuzzy shapes, but our minds convince us that together.
No.
Yeah, no. See that? Now,
no.
What, you're telling me you don't believe in quantum mechanics now?
I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
Okay, I'd like to see the Nationals get a hit.
Sweet.
Why?
Because if you believe it affects it that much, then me saying that, they should get a hit, huh?
Oh, no. Okay, I see. You reverse the jinx there.
That's interesting.
All right.
What a way to do it.
By the way, we're going to listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conference at some point here. I think they're sending him out there.
He is out there right now. It's a 2-2 count.
It's so funny because I kind of sit on both sides of the fence on this one.
Uh-huh.
It's reinforced. Don't worry. But I hate that teams suck the soul out of moments like this by making the cautious decision.
Yeah.
Given the rash of arm injuries in baseball, I also totally get it.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially with somebody like this.
Like, we're at a point where they're like, he's got 91 pitches. Hey, I don't think we're sending him out there for the seventh inning.
Right now, he's at 109. It's 2-2 count, first batter at the bottom of the ninth.
I guess my problem is no-nos are great. If you saw it in person, it's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
But overall, it's a pretty common feat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we get a couple no-nos a year. Yeah.
You know how many games there are a year?
Yes.
Do the math.
But no.
Hashtag math.
I didn't go to Bowling Green to play math. No. I did it so I could talk bleep into a microphone.
There's so many games a year.
So?
That if you just get a couple no-hitters,
well, no, a perfect
it is a
game.
Big deal.
A perfect game. Now, that's an accomplishment.
Well, he doesn't have that.
Well, no, you're right. It probably shouldn't even have a no-hitter.
I think he's walked three batters at this point.
Oh, then, okay, this is the lamest.
Oh!
Gave up a hit?
No. Two outs remaining. Two outs away.
I can't. He gave up three hits. Or, sorry, he gave up three walks.
Three walks.
This is not impressive.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Also, there's an error by Washington, which means he probably could have given up another base runner in some other way. So, is this a pure no-hitter? Why do you stand for no-hitters? Perfection. That's what we chase.
Because no-hitters is an... we're one away. One out away.
But didn't you just say that? You said two outs. That's usually what that means.
No, he said two more outs.
Two more outs. Pay attention.
No.
I thought it was the other host.
I didn't go to BG to pay attention.
Oh, this is a tough batter, too.
Who's he got?
C.J. Abrams.
Not C.J. Abrams.
Yes.
Oh, former Padres prospect.
I know, against this team.
This is...
Oh!
I mean, we got some...
Wow, what a narrative this would be.
Some drama unfolding. If they ever cross paths, do you think...
How are you poo-pooing a no-hitter? Are you kidding me?
No, they're fine.
Zero hits.
You're into this like it's...
Yes, because it doesn't happen
like
all the time.
The presidential address last night. Like, this is...
It's a big deal.
It was a pretty big deal. But you're in on this. Yeah, it's cool. If this was happening in the game we're watching right now, I'd be, yeah, this is really cool.
Nah.
What do I got with Dylan Cease in the Nationals? These teams combined are 500. Did he get it?
He got it.
Look at that.
He got it. No.
2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, we're all going to...
No,
hey,
but in the moment, you can enjoy it and celebrate it.
Why
Come
am
on,
I celebrating
man.
Somebody else's no-hitter?
Greatness in sports is something to celebrate.
I do
not take greatness in sports or a feat like this in sports for granted. I'm sorry.
I don't think a no-hitter is greatness.
What?
He walked three guys.
It's zero hits in 27 batters.
I'm aware what it means. No,
Hashtag
it's really
math.
Good. It's really, really good. But like... I don't know.
I love things like this. Hole in one in golf. No hitter in baseball.
No. A hole in one in golf is not this.
Cycle in baseball.
Yeah. Again, a cycle is much more rare than this.
Okay. Albatross in golf. There are levels to this thing, of course, but it's still an accomplishment nonetheless.
In the pantheon. We're getting there.
Oh,
in the
boy,
pantheon
we're
going to
do a ranking
feat.
System.
No, no power rankings.
Okay, I'm taking hole in one first.
Nope. No.
You're up
you just compared it to no hitter. You don't get to do that. You disqualified yourself from taking a hole in one when you compared it to a no hitter.
You've got the second pick in this draft.
So, perfect game.
Oh, okay. 100 point game in basketball.
Perfect inning.
Perfect inning?
Yeah, that's
no,
where...
No, you're not putting that over a no-hitter. It's
I
one
just,
inning.
Yes.
It's one inning.
Did you hear the word perfect in it?
Unbelievable.
A no-hitter itself, in and of
this
itself,
is,
a very negative connotation.
This has become a
no-hitter.
Ridiculous conversation.
So you think a nine-pitch inning?
A nine-pitch inning?
It's better than nine innings of no-hits?
Do you know how hard it is to have an immaculate inning?
Do you know how hard it
inning?
Is to not give up a hit, Nick?
I'm aware. I've seen that. How many times a year do you see a
Well, how many times
inning?
A year is it talked about because nobody cares?
Well, no, because it doesn't happen all the time.
That's ridiculous. It probably happens like once every few nights.
Batters versus 27.
No. That
is
the most derivative, unfair explanation that is editorialized garbage.
Wow.
It is it's literally a perfect inning.
Hat trick. That's my
then
next
Then they get
pick.
Beat 6-1. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. This, they won the game 3-0.
Wow.
And he pitched a no-hitter.
Against the Nationals. They got three guys built like jacks in their lineup right now.
No-hitter.
That was super. That was not only
he
a shot at jacks.
He caught a stray for no reason. Poor jacks.
I meant it as an insult to the Nationals and then realized I fired it away
strays.
Without jacks realizing that
wow.
I was, without me realizing I was insulting jacks. You're a wee man, Jax. That's a good thing.
A 300 game in bowling. Let's keep going.
I've run out of feats that impress
okay.
me.
Okay, all right.
Jeez. Ooh, the perfect quarterback rating.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I think I
that
just
is
said
such
it.
A
At what level,
stat?
Nick?
What are you talking about?
In the NFL, of course.
Okay. Well, you didn't specify, so. Yeah.
What do you mean it's a flawed
stat? It's a flawed stat.
Wait, the guy who just talked about how great a no-hitter is when they've given up base runners and somebody reached via air, which means it was probably a hit that was called an error because it's in, because people chase greatness like this.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A perfect quarterback rating, far more rare.
First of all, the Padres didn't have the error on defense. It was the Nationals who had the error on defense. So that was the Padres' offense that would have been affected
Took
by
you like
that.
5 minutes to call me
Good
on that.
Lord, because I stopped paying attention when you said immaculate inning. Ridiculous. A guy could have a perfect quarterback rating by throwing these dump off passes that his wide receiver turns into 70-yard touchdowns.
Yeah, that's happened all the time. That's the most common of the perfect quarterback rating. At the NFL level.
I'm pretty sure it did happen last year with somebody.
Remember the name?
I think it was Brock Purdy.
Well, now you're using my own dislike against me because you know I don't like Brock Purdy.
And there were like 300 yards of run after catch in that game or
something
like that.
The yards count the same, Chris.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
So what other sports feats would you like to erroneously draft so I can draft a better draft?
Albatross in golf.
Albatross?
Yes.
What's that?
That's a 2 on a par 5.
Okay. 70-point game.
That's so random.
Well, no, but you took 100-point game.
200 yards receiving. Yeah. Okay. How about that?
Okay. 250 yards rushing. I think this just turned into a Mexican standoff. So whatever you say.
500 yards passing.
I'm just going to $1 bob you. 501 yards passing.
What about a clean sheet?
What?
Can we do that in soccer?
Oh, I thought that was something else. I thought we were calling back to Golden Parachutes in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday.
Clean sheet.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes. What a feat that is. The cycle.
Honey, I was just in the bathroom. I didn't have to use any TV. I got a clean sheet.
Got a clean sheet.
This is why I married you.
Oh, that's amazing.
What do we really do here? Any more you'd like for me to $1 bob?
No. I appreciate all of these feats. You poo-poo all of them.
I poo-pooed one feat. I poo-pooed with a clean sheet.
Oh, my God.
One feat, which was a no-hitter.
I love seeing greatness in sports. It's awesome.
Oh, how can you high-road somebody anymore? I love to see greatness. I guarantee you there's greatness, even you will get sick of.
Even if it's against my team.
That bull.
Because I know how hard it is to accomplish.
I just feel for them. I know how much work they put in.
I'm a good golfer. I'm telling you right now, and I've never had a hole-in-one. And it bothers me so much that these like 20 handicappers that I'm friends with have these feats that I have not accomplished when I'm like a 9 to 10 handicapper.
You know,
I should have a hole in one by now. I should have a 300 game in bowling, and I still don't have one of those.
We've been talking about that for a while. Like, when's Fedor finally going to get a 300? If it helps, my little brother has one.
It does not help.
So somebody in my own family with this genetic, you know, masterpiece at their disposal, he's got a hole in one.
What's your greatest athletic feat?
Pass. No, like my
I thought you were gonna like go back to high school when you sprung a block.
No,
for a guy to score a touchdown. Yeah,
I did that, but the problem is nobody
like
cares
Michael
about those
Orr in the blind spot, like, and you just keep blocking the guy all the way into the marching band.
People who played in the PCL from 2003 to 2006, we'll know this name. On a pull block, I knocked Tommy Lee, who was their middle linebacker and running back, into another stratosphere. That's it. And it was one play. That's the only thing. I made a really nice shot once in basketball. No, that's good. No, nobody should ever be. You, as an adult, you can say, man, I parred the whole thing. Or maybe I hit 3 straight birdies. That's totally fine because you're an adult. If you say, when I was 16, on a pull block, on one of 5 games they actually let me play, I knocked out the best player in the conference on his ass, nobody cares. You can't. That's not a brag thing. That's just more of a, maybe it didn't happen.
I once almost scored a 2-point conversion in football. Almost. On an end around. Wide receiver end around. That's before
they were almost.
I mean, I got tackled basically at the 1.
So they like the 3-yard line.
No, basically the one.
What is basically the one? It's either the 1 or it's not the 1.
Because I cut it upfield when I should have kept darting toward the pylon.
Rookie mistake.
I know. If I was on the playground, I would have kept going to the outside. But no, I darted it upfield and tried and got caught from behind.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.